Something Wicked by Carolyn G. Hart. This book is read by Kate Redding. 1. The bicycle tires left a single track across the rippled tide flat. The rider pedaled slowly, obviously enjoying a sunset outing, admiring the silvery glow of the chalky gray strand, the creamy gold of the gently waving sea oats on their wind-sculpted dunes. Every so often a weathered gray boardwalk provided access from the beach to the homes hidden behind the dunes. But the rider was oblivious to the tangy salt scent and silken caress of the breeze now flowing back to sea as the sun set. Instead, it was the emptiness of the scene that pleased, for no one moved on this stretch of Broward's Rock Beach so far as the eye could see. So the first objective had been met, an unobserved approach. At the next boardwalk, the rider dismounted and dropped the bicycle on its side. The scuff of sneakers against the sand-filmed wooden slats couldn't be heard over the rustle of the breeze through the sea oats. It took not quite 30 seconds to reach the patio behind the Buckner's rambling beachfront house. A pink and yellow plastic seahorse rocked in the shamrock-shaped pool. Blue terry-cloth beach towels hung from webbed chairs. A Fortune magazine fluttered on a cane table, held in place by carelessly dropped, salt-rimmed goggles. Sandy? Dick? The call hung unanswered in the hush of twilight. The bicyclist stepped over a furled beach umbrella, called out again, and knocked sharply on the French doors. But just as expected, no answer came. The Buckners were not at home. There was always noise, motion, confusion, and disarray when Dick...